Okay, welcome to Meshivas Nefesh. We're up to Simin Dalid today. If a person really goes through Likut Maran, it's pretty difficult to find Chizik in there, to be honest, which is funny. Open up Mor Inayim and the Degel Mach Nefrayim, the Chassidim Rishonim, you find incredible Chizik in there. In Likut Maran, it's Dafka tough. Rav Nosson, told us that everything's chizik, right? But Kutam Ran Dafka, it's tough to find it there. However, Torah Yud Zayin is incredibly clear how the Merkaz, the nucleus of this Torah is chizik. That's why it was one of the first Torahs I ever learned. I was just flipping through Likut Maran, and I saw Rabbeinu write, Hashem is mispoir in you, and I'm like, I need that. I need to know that Hashem is proud of me. Let's just run through the piece quickly. Tzorach Ladash, Hashem is baruch mispoir, afilu makal shebakalim shebi Yisrael, afilu poishi Yisrael. We need to know that Hashem is baruch is proud. It's partly the word mispoir, proud. Afilu makal shebakalim shebi Yisrael, even with the most insignificant of Klal Yisrael, obviously, someone who deems themselves the Kal Shebekalim, afilu poishe Yisrael, and even poishe Yisrael, the sinners of Israel, kol zman sheshem Yisrael nikra alav, as long as they're called Yisrael, meaning they're called poishe Yisrael. So as long as they're called Yisrael, Hashem is proud. Yesh boyes bayrus prati sheshem is baruch mispar imoy. This person has a specific, particular nekuda that Hashem Yisbaruch is proud in. Alkin osir la'odom l'yayish atzmo me'Hashem Yisbaruch filu mekilkel pogam hari b'moyed chas v'shalom. And based on this, Rav Nosson brings out that it's osir. It's not even doable for a person to be miyayish, regardless of their actions. Because the chavivas that Hashem has for even a poishe Yisrael, it's endless. And based on that knowledge, a person can always turn back to Hashem without getting turned away from. The main way to access this is through the Anshei Emes. And these emistika, Eden, the tzaddik, is able to find the good, the points of pride that Hashem has in the lowest of Klal Yisrael, and to bring everything back to Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, let's break it down. So, this concept, this idea, just concept. I don't like the word, but the concept is the yesod of the entire Torah, this idea. That Hashem Yisbaruch is mispoir in Klal Yisrael. Right? Rav Nosson says in Kutei Halachos, that's why Torah is in the series called Teferes, because the yesod of the whole Torah and Limra Torah and Kiyuma Torah and Mitzvos and a life of Torah is that Hashem is mispoir in you. And this is something that a person has to get down to clarify for themselves and to run back to Simin Dalet and Meshivas Nefesh often. To often open up Meshivas Nefesh to Simin Dalet and to read Simin Dalet again and again and again until it's no longer a bumper sticker, but it's in. It's there. It's on your heart. And you have now left that place of darkness, and you return to the true reality of, okay, I'm wrong, my thoughts are off. I'm back to this honest, real reality that Hashem Yisbaruch is mispar in me, is proud of me. Which is something that a person has to remember and to believe in constantly, that the Melech, Malchei HaMelochim, is enjoying you so much to the point of of his spirus, of being incredibly proud, and his spilos, right, we're poel on Hashem, that Hashem is Baruch's nispoel, he's affected by us. Which is simple emunah, this is not a madrega, this is pashtus emunah. And through this way, we're doche, we push away, memela, every thought that causes us feelings of emptiness and tries to convince you that you're useless. Right, we're relearning. Right, Hanukkah is coming up, so it's chinuch. We have to go back to Kita Aleph and you know, start from that place. Right, that I know I'm pole something in the world. I know that I add to the world. Hashem wants me and is proud of me. Even a person who's keeping Torah on the lightest level of Shmiras Halacha, you know, gets up in the morning, gets to Minyan when he gets there, sometimes tries to learn the daf, works in the city, takes the train back and forth, you know, as an example. And this is what we're fighting for, not to be just dragged into the abyss of fake and false thoughts and feelings. This is the fight. So this siman is based on Torah Yud Zayin, which brings out this point, you know, be'orichu ve'roichav. You know, it really stretches this point. And it says there that Hashem is mispar in Klal Yisrael, be'klolius, be'protius, u'be'prote protius. So, meaning generally, specifically, and in the super specific, in a super specific way, be'prote protius. So the point of this Mahalach of Rabbeinu is because he knows, the Rebbe understands, he's the Merachem HaMinagim, he's the Manig of Klal Yisrael, and he understands that it's often hard to believe in our personal selves, that Hashem is mispoer in me, in my Torah, and my mitzvos. Right? So there's something called, you know, Google Earth, and Google Earthing myself. So I can't be in the street view right now and see the prote protim of my life. So I have to back it on up. And no, Hashem is Baruch is mispar b'klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, Hashem is Baruch is proud to have a nation called Klal Yisrael. You're standing far away from a tree. The tree is gorgeous. It's beautiful. When you walk up to the tree, there's chips here and there's holes in this leaf and, you know, there's carvings in the tree. But from far away, it's stunning. It's beautiful. So that's Klal Yisrael. Once you have that down, okay, I'm also a part of Klal Yisrael. Me, I'm in this nation that Hashem is proud of. Right? So Bepratis, Hashem is Baruch is proud of me. He's mispar in me. And once I know Hashem is Baruch is mispar in me, I go down another level to Prate Pratis. Every limb on my body, every movement I make, every mitzvah, and maisa tov, every thought, word, and action, and effort that I make, Hashem Yisbarach is mispar and is proud of. So this, you know, this siman takes us out of what I call, you know, Mike walking to mincha syndrome. Mike walking to mincha syndrome is a guy sitting inside of his house, Shabbos Kodesh. He looks outside the window, sees a yid walking to mincha in his, you know, cargo pants and polo shirt, and he, you know, leans over to his son. He goes, "Ah, wow, look at Mike, so chashiv, such a tzaddik walking to mincha on Shabbos, so beautiful." However, when Yankala, who's sitting in his house, you know, taking this moment for chinuch, whispering to his son, "Wow, look at Mike," when he himself is walking to mincha, he has no hasaga. He doesn't remember at all what he said 20 minutes ago about Mike walking to mincha. All of a sudden, I'm walking to mincha. It doesn't even, not sam leiv, he's not paying attention to how chashiv it is that he's walking to mincha. So it's true, even though Hashem is mispar, without us being aware of it, the ikker is the effort that we make from this world to know that Hashem wants and is proud of us. The efforts from this world to know that, to become aware of that, to connect to that strongly. And in that we were Megala Malchus Hashem. When we remember that, the Megala Malchus Hashem in the world, that He wants the entire Bria, He wants the whole world. Again, Beklalius, He wants the world. Beprotius, He wants, you know, He wants, He created the lion that He should, that Hashem will be Mekabel His Spirus from a Jew looking at it and recognizing Hashem there. And then Beprote Protius in every limb of every part of this Bria. And this is the kavanah of every mitzvah that we do. Every single mitzvah we do with the kavanah to be moisif, a hespirus that never was in the world. A pride that Hashem is getting from me, a nachas that Hashem is getting from me that never existed before. And in this, we give all of the world's koyach, we give all the world's koach and kilu confidence that Hashem created us, the worlds, all the worlds, to get His spires from us. Like the pasuk says, "Tenu ois lelokim," that we have the koach through us. There's this galus ha-spires, and we give koach kiilu Hashem. And honestly, this is what kedusha really is. This is a life of kedusha, knowing that the world is refreshed and renewed through us. Which brings us to good thoughts. A person stops thinking about the things that they need to worry about, and they become worried about not thinking about this. Right? This is the only thing. The second I'm worried about anything, I go, why am I worried about that? I should be worried that I forgot that Hashem's mispar in me. We have thoughts of ahavas Hashem, about how much I know I love Hashem. I know I do. I'm not confused about who I am. I know I'm a person with ahavas Hashem. Even if I'm the kal shebekalim, and I have yira shamayim, I don't want to sin. Which is, brings us to the tachlis that even when we involve ourselves in the Olam HaGashmi, we're not drawn by the taivas of the thing that we're involving ourselves in. Adarabba, we start to hear in our hearts, don't get lost in this thing that you're doing, whether work or food or hacking with family stuff. Don't get lost here. Hashem is mispoiling every tiny effort that you make. Don't get lost. Okay, so what's the problem? How come, you know, we can hear this 100 times and still, you know, still think the thoughts that we have and look the way that we look? Because there's something called astara, which means, you know, this hiddenness, which means we don't see the desire and aspires that Hashem has from the Bria, especially after we make a mistake. It becomes hidden from us. And that's why, back in the Simon, the Rebbe said, that Iker hu ha'idei anshei emes, who are meishiv hakol Hashem is baruch, the koach hatzadik, everything's b'koach hatzadik, who's me'oirer and with his avoida, the midas harachmim of Hashem, to be megala the spires that Hashem has from us in the world. Tzadik is standing now, even now, with the Rabbonu Shel Olam being melitz for us. Hashem, Klal Yisrael is good, b'klalius. Beprotius, look at Yankala. Beprotius, look at every tenua, every movement he's making. And that way the Bria starts to waken up again. We start to see the spires that Hashem has from every inanimate object, all the plant life, the whole animal kingdom, from the smallest lice to the biggest elephant and the lion, and every human being and thought they have and machshava they have, all for Klal Yisrael, all to receive the hispirus and the koach from Klal Yisrael. That we serve Hashem through these things when we remember and believe in these things, that Hashem created it to be mispor in it through me. We come back to ourselves, the world wakes up. And honestly, this is a mesiras nefesh. It's a mesiras nefesh to know that it's not stam. It's not stam chizik. Mesiras nefesh to awaken my memory to this idea, to re-educate myself to believe in this and this alone. Mesiras nefesh, and when we remember this, we come back to the tachlis that I can do anything in this world because every single thing is just Hashem being mespor in me through this thing. Ay, l'chaim tovim u'l shalom. Until next time, I'm Mesiras Nefesh.